All right, Niners, it's been an awesome year here at the Hollow Nine Network and on the Spotlight series. I'm sure you've been keeping track of all the awesome people we've talked to. Well, every once in a while, we have to kind of go through the books and look at some stuff that we may have recorded but never released. And, you know, it's just one of those times as we're getting ready for the 2018 convention season, starting with Dragon Con and then going into New Jersey Horror Con. And spoiler alert, we'll also be at Monster Mania in Maryland. And then, of course, the big NYCC in October. Yeah, we figured this was a good time for us to open the vault and see what lurking treasure trove treats are hidden in there. And here comes the first one from 2017's September New Jersey Horror Con. I got to sit down with one of the Broken Lizard Mind Children, one of the super troopers himself, Mr. Eric Stolansky. So enjoy the cool conversation he and I got to have about a whole bunch of stuff having to do with not only the Horror Con, but the Broken Lizards and some things that may or may not be out there on the horizon. You're just going to have to listen and find out. Again, special thanks as always to Ryan Weber over at the New Jersey Horror Con for letting the Hollow Nine Network hang out. And we hope we'll see you all there this year coming up in September at the Showboat in Atlantic City. But until then, let's rewind and open the vault and let's visit with Mr. Eric Stolansky. See y'all later. David the Clone, Hollow Nine Network.
And it's Stolansky. Stolansky.
Okay, I just figured I'd ask.
House key is the phonetically remembrance.
Your house key.
Is that based on a story or?
I don't know, I was in college and somebody said, and you should just tell people that they can remember your name from Stole Your House Key.
That's awesome. I wish I had something Moresca. A lot of people just say, it sounds like that soda Fresca, so just go with that.
Yeah, good enough, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's close. It's got the vowels in the right place.
Moresca.
So, yeah.
Moresca.
So.
For Fresca.
Yeah.
For Fresca.
Yeah, so Fresca. I guess I'm a hairy guy. That kind
of
works.
You like
too.
Diet soda and you have a lot of hair.
Except for on my head.
It's your head.
Yeah, so that works out great. So if you can't tell by now, I'm sitting here with one of the super troopers, Mr. Egg, Stolansky, and we're at New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival 2017. What's going on, man?
Very spooky around here. There's a lot of goons and goblins. And
as a naked woman walks
nudity,
past the
yeah.
table. That's you know what? I'm not going to complain. But how's the con been so far for you?
Terrifying.
Yeah, Jason
just walked by.
And he gave us a very, very dirty look.
You don't know, there could be a complete sociopath walking around in a mask around here, and you would never know.
And I feel like this is the place where they would feel at home, though.
Yeah.
Probably less likely to kill.
Yeah.
I mean,
attracted like a tractor beam to the Death Star, they are just attracted to Horicon.
Well, having played one, can you speak to that?
Oh, it's true, I have, yeah.
I mean, you know, what, first of all, I mean, I love Club Dread. I know. Like it's got its cult following, but for me, you guys really captured the 80s campy horror movie and made it a Super Troopers style. You know, the Broken Lizard put their stamp on the 80s slasher movie. How did you wind up being the one to play the killer, and what was that like for you now that you've got a killer like that under your belt?
It was a blast to play a killer. I've always had a childhood dream of wanting to play it, because Paul and I are particularly like the horror fans of the group. I think we all are, but growing up, just loving Friday the 13th, Halloween, you know, I sort of fantasizing about that bad guy character and being terrified of it. It was fun to be able to get behind the mask and actually be that guy.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool. And I was hoping to have a photograph here because I like that. There's a good image of like Sam with an axe. And
yeah.
I even do this kind of like fake sit-up thing that was an homage to Friday the 13th. Yeah. Halloween.
Yeah.
I mean. But so I got to be that because every movie we play opposites. And so in Super Troopers, I played like the real clean-cut earnest guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it was a natural progression that in Club Dread, the next film, I'd be the complete opposite. So like Farva, Kevin goes from being Farva, the real asshole, to being like the real peace-loving
and the hero
kind of guy.
All the mysticism and
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you're really just pissed because somebody stole your bag of grass. That, I think, when that happened, you're like, that was my grass. I'm like, I knew he was being pissed about that. Oh, man, that was great. Then how did that progress into Beer Fest? Because Beer Fest is like, I think everybody wants to know where the Beer Fest is in their area. Like, it feels like Fight Club. Like, there's got to be one somewhere.
Right.
How did that concept come about, and how did you wind up being one of the sort of, you're kind of one of the heroes in that. You're like one of the heroes with a lot of history in that. You know, it's your family recipe and all.
Right,
that.
Right. Yeah, a lot of family pride. I kind of played the straight guy. You know, Sam was kind of the crazy guy. You know, we try to play opposites. And yeah. Sam and Salmon obviously is kind of off the far end of the spectrum. But I was kind of the straight guy. You can't have too many characters, the wacky characters, or things get off balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of had to take with the team in Beer Fest to be like the straight guy, which is cool. I was fine with that.
Yeah. Well, you got to do that awesome yodel. I mean,
yeah,
that is like yodel. A signature moment from the film. We'll ask you to do it later, maybe not.
Sure.
Maybe,
so
maybe
Beer Fest was, I don't know if you picked up on this at all, but it was really kind of a takeoff on Bloodsport.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was the Kumite
of beer drinking.
It was the underground competition finding the Kumite.
And I like that the guy who brought you guys there gets killed as soon as he did. I was just like, yep, that would happen. Do not take an invite to Kumite. Unless you can fight your way back out, that's dangerous. Well, we know Super Troopers 2 is on its way out.
Yeah,
before we start talking about stuff we have to hold back for a little while and wait for even longer. Like, this is going to feel like waiting for Game of Thrones. You guys are actually going to help us get through the pain of all the no cool, cool stuff to watch.
Thank God it's not 2 years.
Yeah,
Game of Thrones, 2 years. Oh, my
it's
God.
Like, how could they do that to us?
It's a long time.
Are you guys, like, is that something that you guys would think about doing, like a fantasy realm kind of spoof?
Ooh, I like it.
Maybe like a sci-fi, because I'm trying to think of what areas you guys haven't touched yet that could do with the Broken Lizard stamp, you know?
Well, we wrote a sword and sandal movie called The Greek Road.
Oh, yeah.
But it was very high budget. So if Super Troopers has success, maybe it'll open the door a little bit to open some other movies. We showed it around. There's a lot of interest, but it's sort of high budget.
Gotcha.
Sword and sandals are never cheap.
Yeah, but they would be so awesome. Broken Lizard sword and sandal would be awesome.
Yeah, it's called The Greek Road.
Okay, guys, I want you to start hashtagging that out there. Just put up some cool pictures of like swords and sandals and hashtag Greek Road, Broken
Yes,
Lizard.
Broken Lizard.
Let's get this thing made.
That would be fun.
We're sitting here at New Jersey Horror Con. What's your favorite horror movie, and what are you looking forward to as far as the stuff that's sort of on the horizon?
Well, it's kind of funny. I have favorite horror movies, but at the same time, I love them and hate them, because I loved them, but then they messed my life up. Like The Exorcist was probably my favorite, but I was like terrified to ever go to bed.
Right.
And then I loved Friday the 13th, but then I was terrified to go to my cabin, which I absolutely love going to the cabin, spending time in the woods, but I was terrified of that. Still am to this day. And then Halloween, right? Like, you're terrified to go out trick-or-treating. And I still trick-or-treat at my age.
So what do you not want to lose then? I guess, what horror movies are we avoiding? Because obviously, I mean, with It is out right now, really popular, the clowns. Wow.
Clowns lost me a long time ago, so I think I'll be okay with that. I do want to see it. I haven't seen it yet. Hurts.
I have not seen it either, but I'm remiss.
How about you? What's your favorite horror movie?
Okay. And this is actually one, I think if I tell you this, I would hope you guys would maybe think about doing some kind of Broken Lizard take on. Have you ever seen Event Horizon, the Paul Anderson film, Sam Neill? It's basically Hellraiser in space.
Okay.
It's about a ship that goes to hell and comes back and kills the people that are you know, trying to rescue the crew that might still be there.
Gotcha.
Horrifying, and lots of different people in it. So you guys would be...
Ooh, I like that.
Be able to take on different types of films,
I like it.
I think.
So would Alien qualify as a horror film?
Alien does qualify as a horror
film. That may be my top, because it's fucking terrifying.
Oh, yeah, that movie's
people
scary.
People are fainting.
So. Yeah.
When they first came out of it. There's a great documentary about it that I was watching recently, and they didn't have any expectations. They made it, and then when they screened it, people were fainting.
I can see why. That facehugger, that first facehugger attack is
unbelievable.
Horrifying.
Oh, my God. So great. The unknown.
Seriously. All right, well, you know, thank you so much for sitting down with us for a few minutes.
Thanks
here at the Hollow Knight Network. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Let you enjoy the rest of the
con
here.
It's all good, man.
But before we go, would you hate me if I asked you to give us the yodel from beer?
Sure.
Give us the what's the door code for anyone who's foolish enough to go to a Kumite if they ever get invited?
If you can find the underground Kumite while over in München, right? Munich, right? Here it is. Ready?
Yole, 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 hee-hoo.
It's pretty simple.
All right.
It's a short yodel.
There you go. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much,
Cheers, man.
This was awesome.
Yeah, very nice to talk to you.
Cool. Dude.
listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.